It's an offense the team ran in junior high, so the double wing wasn't something totally new to the players, and the result in the switch from the option offense was successful and gave Mountain Home something to build on despite that tough 28-26 loss. The Bombers dominated in most phases of the game, playing one of their better defensive games in a while, holding Nettleton's offense to 28 points, while they came into the game averaging just over 60 points per contest. The first half was all Mountain Home. The Bombers took the opening kickoff and ran nearly 7 minutes off the clock while going on an 11-play, 76-yard drive capped by Gage Hershberger's 22-yard run to put Mountain Home ahead 7-0. The Raiders answered on their first possession to tie the game at 7. Mountain Home's next possession, a quick one, as Bryce McKay broke free for a 50-yard touchdown run. After holding the Raiders defensively, Mountain Home would extend the lead with another 11-play drive finished by a 1-yard scoring run of Brock Boget. The extra point was missed, leaving Mountain Home with a 20-7 lead. Nettleton made it 20-14 before halftime. In the second half, the Raiders took a 21-20 lead just over a minute in with Young's second TD of the game, and then Young would add another touchdown in the fourth quarter to push Nettleton's lead to 28-20. Mountain Home fought back, though, with yet another 11-play drive capped off by a 33-yard touchdown run by McKay. The Bombers had to go for a 2-point conversion to try to tie the game, but the pass was incomplete and Nettleton held on for the 2-point win. McKay led the new-look offense with 183 yards rushing, while Hershberger had 117 yards on a whopping 26 carries. Bombers fall to 0-3 in the season. Nettleton improves to 3-0. Mountain Home is off next week. They return to action in 2 weeks. Back at Jonesboro for their 6A East Conference opener. Brad Hallworth reporting.